On May 7th of this year, the USDA's Risk Management Agency announced updates to the annual forage insurance program for the 2020 crop year. Because of the 2018 Farm Bill, the annual forage pilot program now offers a dual-use option in select counties of six Great Plains states, including Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas, and even right here in Colorado. Joining the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio to discuss that in much more detail is Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Burberry. Mr. Burberry, welcome inside the barn, and first off, explain what the Risk Management Agency's role is, not only within the USDA, but also what the agency provides the nation's agriculture producers.
Okay, sure, Brian. Yeah, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about the new insurance coverage we have available for those that grain and graze together. RMA is the Risk Management Agency. We're a part of the Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area within USDA under Undersecretary Bill Northey. The FPAC Mission Area includes Farm Service Agency, National Resource Conservation Service, and Risk Management Agency. We all three deliver, at the end of the day, to the same customer, but we do different programs. We do them in different ways. But as far as the Risk Management Agency is concerned, Brian, our job is to deliver the risk management products to our customers who are the farmers of our country and forest ranchers and ranchers and everyone involved in agriculture that could use our products. We're trying to reach them and provide a product for them.
Well, tell me more about your background and what led you to your current position as administrator of the RMA. I know you spent quite a few years with the National Corn Growers Association.
Yes, Brian. I started with the Illinois Corn Growers in 1996, worked up through the ranks and served as president there in 2004 and 5. And then from then on, spent a few years chairing National Corn's Biotech Working Group, which at that time, you know, we had a lot of things going on in the biotech arena with new traits hitting the market. So it got a lot of exposure there. And then a year later, got elected to the National Board, served my years there, and was the board actually elects our leadership. So I was elected off of the board to be in the leadership and served as president in 2014.
And you got some tractor time, too, in your background, which is great. The people that are in positions like Administrator RMA have experience on a farm and ranch, and I think that's huge.
You know, Brian, we think it's critical. I mean, in the FPAC mission area, I mean, all of us have agricultural experience. Under Secretary Northey was, as myself, several years ago, National Corn President and was farmer, and then sort of slowed his farming career down as he served as Secretary of Ag in Iowa and now as Undersecretary of the Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area. And, you know, myself, a farmer, I've farmed for 43 years. My counterparts in FSA, Richard Fordyce, is a farmer from Missouri. My counterpart at NRCS, Chief Matt Lohr, is a farmer from Virginia. So, you know, we're all farmers. And I think being here and understanding some of the things that come up during the conversations, you know, we have great staff here, Brian, absolutely wonderful. And they know their jobs well, but they don't know sometimes just exactly how what they're doing, how it affects the farmer directly. And it's very helpful to be able to interject that into several conversations.
And it's obvious when you got an ag secretary like Sonny Perdue, who's also a farmer from Georgia, that makes a big difference in the application of these programs that come out of the USDA. Now, back to our main topic discussion. How did the RMA's annual forage pilot program get started? And then describe and explain what the dual use option really is all about.
Annual forage is a product that's been available for several years, Brian. As far as how it got started, that's a little before my time. So but what I know today, it's a rainfall index product that producers can ensure their forage production on annual forage, which annual forage is a type of forage that's planted every year. That's the reason it's called annual forage. So, you know, the producers that are using it understand the who's and whys and where it's available. You talked about the different states that annual forage is available. So, and there where the states where annual forage is available is where the new dual use option availability comes into play.
And who actually maintains the product? Because I understand there's a public-private partnership in that regard.
You know, as far as the products go, Brian, the private-public partnership itself is a partnership between RMA, USDA, and the approved insurance providers, the 15 companies that deliver our products to the producers through their agents. That's basically the private-public partnership. The products, many of the products we sell, including annual forage, are brought to us by what we call submitters to the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board. A submission will come in about a different product. Maybe it's a different type of insurance for a particular crop or insurance for a new crop. That's brought to the board. The board goes over the submission, decides it's worthy of further investigation. And then there's about a 2 to 2.5 year process that goes through back and forth with expert reviews and a lot of things before we finally come out with a product.
Now, the annual forage insurance program product is maintained by AgForce, and it's in 8 states, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas. Now, the dual-use option that we wanted to focus on in particular is in the 6 Great Plains states, which includes Colorado. But tell me a little bit more about the dual-use option. How does it work, and what is it geared towards helping the producer do?
Okay, Brian. It's geared toward those producers who have been doing this for several years. It's not, you know, this is not a new practice. Producers who are doing this are very familiar with the practice. They're very good at what they do. This simply allows a producer to not only insure his grain crop, the wheat that he's planted, or in this case, barley and oats in a few states as well, but to insure that grain crop. And at the same time, for those who are doing the winter grazing on these fall planted crops, you are allowed to get a portion of the annual forage insurance coverage for that product. The annual forage CBV will be valued on the dual use at 40% of what an annual forage would normally be covered for in each producer's particular area.
And there were some updates which did include offering catastrophic risk protection, or CAT, for grazing, and restoring the 1.5 productivity factor program wide, and also updating the CBVs to account for the varying yield potential within a state, because that is a big variance between those 6 states. My guest once again is Martin Barbary, Administrator of the Risk Management Agency. Now, the dual-use option is yet one more tool in the risk management toolbox for their operations, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's our job is to get out as many products as we can to as many producers that are producing agricultural products in this country as we can. As you said, Brian, you stated it very well. It's just another tool in the toolbox, and we continue to look for more opportunities to provide more tools in that toolbox for producers in our great nation.
Yeah, and crop insurance is so vital as we move forward, especially with the variance and what happens with Mother Nature. She doesn't seem to pay attention sometimes to what we need, and sometimes she gives us more than we need, as you've seen this spring with all the flooding going on in the Midwest. Now, producers need to keep in mind the dual-use option is available in counties where the RMA considers grain and graze a good farming practice in Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Now, Martin, what are the specifics for those that want to take advantage of the dual-use option? How do they get signed up, and what's the deadlines to do so?
To get signed up, the first thing you do is you get a hold of you find a crop insurance agent that is familiar with these products. I mean, I recommend producers go to the RMA website, www.rma.usda.gov, and we have an agent locator on that website that will allow them to find agents close to them who are familiar with the products. This product is only available for what's considered growing season one in wheat, wheat, barley, and oats, which is the fall planted crops. The sales closing date would be July 15th. Planting period, July 16th through October 15th. Final planting date is October 15th, and then the acreage reporting date is also October 15th. That's the date that producers need to remember, and like I say, the best thing to do is go to our website and find yourself an agent.
I know we've covered quite a bit, and we just touched on the surface of the dual-use option of the annual forage pilot program, but any final thoughts about those two topics that we might have missed?
No, Brian, the only thing I would add is we are at USDA are in the process of implementing the 2018 Farm Bill. And for RMA, there's been a lot of things that we've already accomplished. One of the things that we had, there were several things Congress expected us to get done. And one is adding the veterans and farmers ranchers benefits to a thing that's what we've called beginning farmer and rancher benefits for the last several years. And includes 10 years of eligibility on the whole farm policy. That's something new that veterans, farmers, and ranchers should be looking into. The CAT fee has been amended, and we've already implemented that. We've just talked about the annual forage modifications. We were charged with putting specialty crop liaisons in each regional office. We've already done that. And there's been some things with the SCO stacks policies and cotton and whatever SCO covers the different crops that we had to do some. You know, we had to make some changes in our procedures to get through this period of where we're dealing with different sign-up dates between RMA and FSA, and hopefully in a couple of years we'll have all that worked out.
Well, thanks to my guest, Martin Barbary, Administrator of the Risk Management Agency, for joining me here inside the barn on FarmCast Radio and the Capital Ag News Network. Very much appreciated.
Yeah, and thanks, Brian, and thanks for the opportunity to get the word out to producers. Without you guys, farm broadcasters out here in the country, we you guys just do a great job getting the word out for us. And we really appreciate that. Thank you.
You betcha. the United States Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency, securing the future of agriculture by providing world-class risk management tools to rural America. For more information about any of the programs they offer, visit www.rma.usda.gov.